The following is the world-famous National Radio Club auction, which was held just after the banquet and business meeting on August 31st, 1991, during the 1991 National Radio Club Convention. The auctioneer is Sue Nitter.
First item.
Oh.
There's three items here.
They can go together.
They can go together. They're...
What year? 27.
Radio broadcast magazines.
27.
What year?
What year?
Down at the bottom right.
January 1920. It's cut off?
One of those, huh?
January 1929, March 1928. January 1928, it's written up at the top. Pardon?
Is that a good year for radio?
Oh, yeah.
It says, never a warp when you use Micarta. Okay, the rest of it's up to you. You get to figure it out. Come on. Somebody bid. Somebody gets just $1. One brave soul over here.
$2.
$2. Okay, Ernie.
$5.
We have $5.
Is that a piece or is that all of them?
That's for all three of them.
$7.
$7. $10.
$11.
$12. Bill?
$12.50. $12.75.
$12.75.
So they don't go to radio frequencies.
Jerry?
What is it?
$12.75. Oh, come on. Let's see. 28. This is 91. How many years is that? 13?
42 years.
42.
42.
Thank you. I have
this. She says, how many people came in to probe your computer?
All right, we had 13 back there.
14.
14, Fred. Bill? Come on, at five apiece.
Okay,
15.
Sold.
15 for three magazines to Bill.
Take a piece of card.
Yep.
Too bad.
Okay. Since we did so good on the three magazines, we have here one very fancy gold box. I'm not sure who put it on the table, but they're going to keep their mouth shut. You're going to keep your mouth shut. It's going to be a mystery box to start out with.
Is it still alive?
Well, let's just say that it has appendages. And you can take that for whatever you think it might be. And you feel an appendage is like a finger, something that sticks out.
You're trying to sell something with your finger. Touch that.
No, there's four of them here. Four appendages.
The prime one is obviously missing.
Pardon?
The prime one is obviously
the prime
missing.
One is missing. Nobody's going to be adventuresome to at least get it started.
$1.
Ernie's brave.
$3.
$3. Mike's being even braver. This is something you'd be interested in, Jerry. You and your Cree.
He kind of believes you.
He kind of believes me. He's just not quite sure. I think the three of you ought to go in on this together.
We did.
We did. That's where you got to the three. Okay.
I don't want to guess.
You don't want to guess? Oh, it's a little gold box with a white bottom. I think this is worth more than $3.
Oh, I know it's not an Icon 9000.
Only if it was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Not a 9000.
$4 from Ernie. All right, John, this just isn't going anywhere. I think you're going to have to explain what this is. I'm sure that somebody can look at this and say, I know exactly
what it is. It's a thing in a box.
That's true.
Well, we opened up the box, Mike. I should have said that. I forgot you were in the room.
Oh, good.
It's a little black thing with two little silver things sticking out.
What's it say on the end of it? It should be three digits.
What's your pen?
Oh.
Now
I know what this is.
Yes.
Because I know what this other thing is. There's two things in here.
Yes.
Well, this one says 640 kilocycles.
Yeah.
A broadcast crystal.
It's a broadcast crystal, and it even comes with a crystal holder.
That's a different one.
Oh, this is a different. Oh, this one's for 750. So,
well, if I had a nice
Anybody wants to run
WPDX off the air?
If you want to have your very own pirate station, you have your choice of 750 or 640.
She said the P word.
Oh.
We'll take that off.
Cut that tape recorder off.
Well, we just won't talk about it in the magazine.
You can legally run at 100 milliwatts.
Or less.
It doesn't have to be pirate.
Or less. Is
okay, I believe Ernie had the last at $4. Come on, folks, I didn't get dressed up to come and do the auction for you to be quiet. Go for it, Mike.
$5.
This helps to support your club. Ernie?
Five and a half.
Mike? I think you need something else to go with the crystals to actually make it work. I don't think me talking into it will actually broadcast. But I'm not...
Sensitive enough radio.
A sensitive enough radio might work. Doesn't even rattle when you shake it.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good? If it rattled, it wouldn't be good? Is that it, Ernie? I guess Ernie gets it. For
$5.50. $5.50,
alright.
He gets a table thing.
Oh,
what's that flash
I
just saw?
Okay. We have several t-shirts. We'll start out with the first one.
You have to shake it.
What's the size? Size medium.
Perfect.
50% cotton, 50% polyester, should not shrink.
Hold it up and open.
Wow. WWVA 1170, Wheeling, West Virginia.
I bid $5 for that.
Good job. $5.50. John Malachy says $5.50. Mike? It's dark blue and it has yellow letters on it. Pardon? West Virginia colors, she says.
Legendary country.
Legendary country music. I remember one year when a t-shirt went for about $55.
$6.
$6.50.
Oh, God,
that's what she's trying to get.
It was hand-carried down by Jim Wallace, the guy that worked there.
Come on. It's a real nice t-shirt, Mike.
It smells.
Well, have you heard the station lately?
Talking about the t-shirt.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Right? John said $7.
$7.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you going to go higher than $7? Or is it going home with somebody else?
Going home with someone else.
Well, that was easy.
That made me cry. Come on.
John gets a t-shirt.
For $7.
Here we have a Kramer hour meter.
What is that?
Well, it's a little meter on the front of it. It's round and it has a bunch of numbers that currently say 0000000 1/10 hours. And there's two wires hanging out the back of it, and I don't know, who is it, some sort of clock?
It's a 110 volt power meter. You can hook it up to your radio, and
and you can tell how many hours you did it last year.
And you can obviously reset this to zero, or?
No, you don't reset it.
Okay.
Use it long enough, it goes back to zero anyway.
Use it long enough, it goes back to zero anyway. Stick it in your car, I think you'd have to convert it if it's 110.
You can take the front panel off and work it back.
That's true.
Yeah?
Self-destruct when you take the panel off.
Type 635G H&T, volts 115, 60 hertz, watts 2.7. 635 GAA. All of that means nothing to me. But it was made in on Mill Rock Road, Old Saybrook, Connecticut. Isn't that useful information? And it weighs about a pound. Let's see, scrap metal.
That's domestic.
How much is scrap metal worth these days?
I was on the whole head if you put the suitcase and you were flying someplace. How that would x-ray.
How it would x-ray?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why don't with you bet on it and take it home and find out?
I drove.
Oh, come on. Somebody be adventuresome. 50 cents? A dollar?
You've got it for
$1. I got it for $1. You'll get it by the end of the day. Okay. Okay, here we have a mystery bottle.
Roadkill.
No, definitely not roadkill. It is not that fresh. Something fairly well-aged. In a bag.
It's very popular in Milwaukee because they put them in bottles now and we're selling them on the street cars as souvenirs.
Did I hear $5 back there?
Had to do something with all them parts.
$3 to Mike. He's got the guts.
NRC bag lady.
Is that a literal statement?
Well, let's just say that if I had some of this, I might not be walking to my room tonight.
$3.
$3. Mike said that twice. No, he's persistent. He really wants this.
Heck, I'm not driving.
You will by the time you finish that.
Ray Charles does.
No other adventuresome people in the room? Such a bargain you're missing. Guess Mike gets it for $3.
What is it?
Oh, you want to know what it is?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it's a whole bag of these little black things. I don't know what they are, but
insulators.
I think if you try putting them together, you might be able to build something.
It's like a tinker toy, right?
It's a Lego toy.
We'll have a lot of conversation with that, Mike.
Coffee mug.
I hate to tell you this.
Is it Japan?
No. I don't really want it. Put it back.
Coffee mug. WDCI FM 104.1.
Wait a minute.
$2.
$3. WDCIFM?
WDCIFM 104.1.
Station. Just came on air June 29th.
Five.
Really?
Five.
It might not be
seven.
On the air next
seven.
29th.
It's your turn.
It's collectible, huh?
It's your turn.
Possible collectible?
Eight.
Ten?
$10.
$12.
12.
Oh, God. It's an FM station. You got to
use one of a kind.
You're hooked now.
You said 12.
I'm afraid I did.
12.50.
13.
Yeah, it's just a cup.
104.1 FM.
It's your station.
That's a pest.
It's got more of a good idea here.
Come on, you can do that extra half.
You can use some of the money from all the
swap all.
Come on. Come on.
I don't know where he went.
Going once.
He's not
Going twice.
It's at 12.
No, it's at 13.
No, it's
at 13.
13, 25. Okay. 13:25. You get yourself a coffee mug.
I've got a whole case of mugs.
First time I've seen you miss.
I'm gonna
oh, is it just like
a banana?
Oh.
Okay. How about a K Country 95.3 FM white cap, baseball cap, little white cord along the brim of the cap.
95.3. What is it?
$2.
Who? Where is this station?
Washington, Pennsylvania.
Three. Four. Five.
Come on.
I think they'll fit you.
It's adjustable.
One size fits all.
Fred, it's adjustable.
I didn't wear it either.
I think
it's Fred, it's adjustable.
Six. Seven.
Connie, say eight.
You're watching, lady.
Should we get it? Eight.
Fred gets camp for $8. Wow. Okay. WFRB. Fantasia House of Delegates.
FRB stands for Frisbee.
Frisbee, the country leader.
No, it's country. FRB.
And Jet FM 102, Erie, Pennsylvania. A combination. Three station. I don't know, this isn't even a station, is it? Fantasia?
No, that's a song.
It's a movie.
Oh, a movie right in there somewhere.
Okay, so we have WFRB Frisbee, the country leader. And Jet FM, it's a license plate-like thing. Two items with a freebie thrown in. Frisbee. I hear somebody wants a frisbee. Frisbee. We can even throw it to the back of the room and they'll throw it back if I don't hit him in the head. Well, they'll try and throw it forward. Do we have any bid on this? 50 cents from Ken. The Frisbee's worth more than that. All right, so I can't catch a Frisbee.
I don't know whether it is or not. It doesn't seem thrown very
well.
$1. Mike says a dollar. Ten? Dollar and a half. Frisbee, plastic. I threw it back. It went okay.
That's what the caller stand for, isn't it?
Yep. WFRB, Frisbee. Somebody said that.
$2.
Good for Connie.
$100 later.
Mike, we're up to two. On a Frisbee and a license plate that says Jet FM 102, Erie, Pennsylvania.
$2.50.
You can put that plate on your car, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, Connie says $3. Mike, you're competing against a 5-year-old.
Oh, good.
Don't let that in.
$3.50.
Four.
Connie says four.
$4.50.
Five.
Ooh.
Six.
Oh.
It's easy when you're spending with daddy's money.
You're going to your allowance for the next 2 years. You do know you're going to state school now.
Connie, do you want a Frisbee?
$7.
$100. No.
Careful.
No.
Don't say those words.
We have it on tape.
And video.
Seven going once. Seven going twice. Last chance for Frisbee and a license plate. Gone. Connie gets a Frisbee. And a license plate and a bumper sticker.
There you go.
On my bike?
4-year bike, sure. Here we have a radio manual for WNYE 1967-1968.
A radio manual?
Well, that's what it says on the front. Board of Education, City of New York. the FM station for the schools at 91.5. And it, let's see, calendar of broadcasts, general listening, language arts, English as a second language, music, human relations, social studies, guidance, safety, science, art, foreign language, etc. It looks like a teacher's manual.
Is there a chapter on how to use a microphone?
No, but it does have the words to songs.
That's worth something right there.
I opened it up to page 100.
Songs are
in they're really ditties. Can you sing a few for us, please?
I'm looking for something that I might know, and I'm...
It's the best station in Brooklyn.
Did John... did you say a dollar?
I did, yes. I said a dollar.
John said a dollar. The week of May 27th, New York in summer. And it's got the Song of Manhattan.
Oh, what? Wait. I
make that 75.
Okay. I love New York.
Well,
that's too recent. This is 68.
Underground and Over Water, the week of May 13th.
I feel that way sometimes.
Week of April 22nd. Now hear this. I need a bid more than a dollar.
$2.
$10.
Wait a minute.
Good job, Connie.
Bring her.
Okay,
year.
let's take a vote. Does Connie's bid
you have to
count?
Be at least age 8 or higher.
Now just keep in mind that she might go to the pool next.
Pool's closed.
It don't matter.
$3 from John.
The pool's closed. They had a tool.
$3 from John.
It's not pretty funny.
Oh, there's the week of February 26th, John Glenn. Anton Van Leeuwenhoek. And Edward Jenner. Who's Edward Jenner?
A scientist.
Oh, thank you. Oh, he must have done medical experiments on human guinea pigs. Smallpox. $3 to John.
Yep.
$3 to John. Going once. Going twice.
Sold
for $3 to John.
$3, Ken. They put the starter stack over there, too.
Wonderful.
Put that next
door. Oh, this next item sounds good.
This next item, it's in a bag, and there's lots of things in here. Well, let me look.
No bumper stickers.
Maps. No, I don't
maps.
See. It's maps.
Maps.
Maps. Maps of the United States.
I have that.
Well, it's lots of little maps. There's a guide to travel lodges. There's a guide to red roofs. Guide to Motel Sixes.
Oh, I came from Oregon.
Or the state of Oregon and Washington.
A dollar?
Did I hear somebody say a dollar? How about the state of Michigan? These don't look like they've been used. Minnesota and Wisconsin. They're AAA books.
75 cents.
Oh.
Here.
Where was the raise
that much? Maybe they don't tell. Maps.
Illinois and Indiana.
50 cents.
I already have a dollar over here. Ohio and West Virginia.
Oh, now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Is the rubber band counting?
No, we'll include the rubber band.
That one if you buy it.
A dollar. There's a lot more in here.
Now you see. Now you're.
This isn't even half of it. There's lots more, and it's in this tips for a safe Halloween bag. More maps. More maps. Maps.
$150.
New York City travel guide.
$2.
La Quinta Inns. Those are very nice.
I never stayed there.
A camp book for the Great Lakes. Delaware, District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia.
Of course, those will be good. I'm dropping my AAA as of tomorrow.
New York City and Long Island.
$1.75,
did you say, Paul? You said two.
Two and a quarter.
And a half.
$2.75.
Three.
Three and a quarter.
Half.
Must have been that New York City man.
In a quarter.
75.
What are you doing? What does it even mean? Why can't you find your way back to Kansas?
New York City and Long Island. We're at 5 1/4, are we? 5:50.
Six.
6 1/4.
Seven.
Paul gets the maps for $7.
$75 a piece these days.
And you get to put them back in the bag.
How much?
$6.75.
Are you going to sell them piecemeal, Paul?
Seven even, yeah.
Oh, we have bumper stickers.
West Virginia, or are you going to keep them?
Bumper stickers.
Assortment?
Assortment.
If you take all
these. These are all different. Well, there's two the same here, but the rest of them look different.
$1.
$2.
$2.
Too late.
$2. $2.
Three.
KCRO, $6.60. WCBM. KCTV. Metro Crime Stoppers, Channel 2 News. I'm waiting for another bid.
$4.
KQDS. $4. These are all different. There's lots more in there.
Five.
WAQX. WBLI. KYYX. WCAU. Phillies.
WCAU.
Oh, it's 1210. Oh, it is 1210.
It says 1210.
Yeah, it does.
Do I hear more than $2?
No, OGL.
Someone had one.
Five. Oh, I'm sorry. K106 WMKR.
WGR.
No, I don't do call letters.
I have to start somewhere.
All right.
1,270.
Okay.
Another harmonics.
Is that 1070, is he saying? $10.70?
No.
$5. Give me a real number, it's 1070. $5.50. WRQK. $5.50. There's lots
Six.
More in here. Six. $10.70.
I didn't say that.
Easy 101. Welcome. Come inside and relax with the music up.
I didn't show
you. Sleazy 101.
It doesn't have any call letters on it. It just says welcome. Come in. B104. WBSB. Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm waiting, John.
That's six. Hold on. Twice.
KHI.
6 1/4.
6 1/2. John, going once. Going twice.
Throw it in.
Okay. We have another t-shirt. White.
Oh, wow.
Size extra large.
Ooh.
100% cotton.
It'll shrink
a little. The Best of Rock, KBER, and it's got a bear at 101, 106.5.
Which KBER? It looks like a polar bear to me.
Five.
It's a bear. Isn't that what I said, a bear?
Yeah, but I don't know where it is.
Does anybody know where this is?
106.5?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, but city.
With a goodies give us here.
Makes us $5.
Six.
Six. Chris.
Seven.
It's brand new. Still has the price tag on it. I have a steamer in my room. I'll iron it for you.
Whoa! Never done that for me.
Wow. You're my husband, that's fine.
WJR 760.
You never
$7.60.
Eight.
Ernie.
Ernie! Nine.
Chris. Oh, God. Ernie? Frank? $9.
Go for it.
Coin one? Coin price?
$9.50.
Ooh! Last minute.
$9.75.
$9.75? Well, looks like we have a third bidder now.
$9.99.
You realize it'll get rounded up when you go to pay.
To the nearest 20.
$9.99.
It's okay, Fred. She'll throw in zero.
Ten. Connie says $10. $10. Going once. Frank, $10 going twice. John, $10. Going. Connie, you got a t-shirt for $10.
You're a drone in that.
That's a polar bear, I swear.
It'll look good when you got it on your swimming pool. Happy early, huh?
Let's see here.
That's the 10th for 10th.
Fits.
It's one of those things I'm not sure I should open up in public.
Oh, what is this?
It's okay.
It's okay?
It'll fit on your trailer. Or on your...
This
is magic 102.5. It's a plastic banner that's about 5 feet wide and about 3 feet long. 3x5. It'll cover the hole in your roof, Paul. And do I hear a bid on that?
$1.
Big plastic poster.
$2.
$2.
Three.
Hang it out at your local polka station.
Cost me more than that in bail money.
$3.
Gee, Fred, will that cover the hole in the roof at WIL?
$3 for John. Going once.
I think I'll go up to WJS and hang it outside.
Is that a bid? $13.20?
No.
Sounds like it to me.
$3 going twice.
Four.
Ooh, Paul comes through in a pinch. Paul gets it. Four going once. Going twice. $4.50. Five. $5.50. Going once. Going twice.
Sure, what a bid spread.
$5.50.
Carol would love it.
John gets it for $5.50. Well, you get folded. Okay, one radio. One each. Tell me about this, John, please.
I bought that at a garage sale recently, and it's an FM radio, and it'll tune in all kinds of things like telephone conversations, TVIFs. It's a wonderful opportunity for somebody who has a radio limited to only 30 megahertz. This takes it up to 50.
And it works.
I don't know. I plugged it in. I didn't get any stations because I was out here, and I heard hiss. I don't know.
Well, what? There's this little white wire that looks to be about 3 feet long attached to one side of the antenna hookup. That might be why he didn't get any.
That may be. Yeah.
That may be why he didn't get anything. That much I do know about radios.
It's a tube set.
Yes.
So if you have a collection of tubes, I'm sure it would be a good buy at any price. And it's clean. It seems to be.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. And literally, I bought it about a week ago at a garage sale, at a flea market.
Okay.
Can I feel
that? Sure can. I was on my way over there. It's heavy. That's the front of it.
And it is this AM and FM?
It's just FM.
FM, 30 to 50 megahertz.
30 to 50 megahertz.
Public service band.
Now, like, what would that cover? Like, what could you
police, fire?
Some police and fire, yeah, some places. Maybe Miami.
Telephones,
yeah.
$8.
$8? Good job. Right. Anybody else want to check this off?
You survived a tool dumping.
Yeah. Bill?
Oh, no, you've been quite quiet over there.
I got hit in the mouth.
Brenda, you want to come sit over here in the signature?
No, I'm fine, right? Good, thanks.
Okay, Mike bid, $8. One bid of $8? No counter bid? $8 going once? $8 going twice? Mike, looks like you got yourself a radio for $8.
Okay, all right,
money.
Mystery.
Okay,
Mike.
Okay. This was specially flown in.
And driven across
personally
America.
Delivered the world tourist map.
And we were told by a reliable source that that is the actual size of New Zealand.
If you look at this world map, you will see that New Zealand is bigger than North America.
$1.
Would that be? Pardon?
I was wondering what kind of, how a map maker would draw that. What kind of a projection?
I have no idea.
After a few beers, you'll draw anything.
Yes, it's a famous distortion.
So the oceans come out. Oh,
well, this particular tourist map thinks of North America as frozen waste, hamburgers, desert,
no, waste, yes.
Twisters, wild dogs, hot dogs, and tidal waves.
That's about it.
That's what it says about North America. I have a bid of $1.
$150. $250. $3. $4. $450. $5.
Central America, one word, bandits.
Get that right.
Okay.
Wild women. Here in South Africa.
South Africa, it says wild women, wild men, and wild women.
It's a bit up sale.
Tsetse flies, scorpions, rocks, and mambas.
$28.
Are you looking at Detroit or what?
We're looking at Southern Africa. Central Africa, angry lions, angry elephants, and angry visitors. I believe Ken said five.
I said five.
You said five.
$5.50. $6. $6. $7. $7. $7.50. $8. $8.50. $10. $10. $10.50. $12. $12.50. $15. $15. I
hope you brought the checkbook.
You
$15. $15. $15. $15. $16. $16. $15. $15. $15. $16. $16. $15. $17. $17. $17. $50. $20. $20. $20. This was personally delivered.
I know. You said that already.
I'm hoping for more guilt.
Larry made a special trip all the way over here to bring this for the auction.
You gotta repeat these things.
Okay, let's see if we can find something else here. Read about Australia. Okay.
When you
have
out, something falls out, so
cannibals, hurricanes, sharks, sharks, nothing. Trackless waste and venomous snakes. Uncharted desert island off New Zealand, populated by a backward tribe known as Strains. Is that right?
Yep.
Shaded area shows coastal mud flats, which covers the entire southern continent of Australia.
I detect some bitterness there.
$20.
Read some of the stuff about New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand?
Yeah.
And now this is all the good stuff. Best fishing in the world, longest beaches in the world, finest climate, bluest sea in the world, finest harbors, best surfing beaches in the world, calmest sea in the world, best yachting in the world, freshest sea air, gentle breezes, finest shooting, most game birds.
Things worth the extras.
Anyway, $20. Going once.
Do we need something, Bowman?
Yes, it was delivered. Hand delivered. Across the ocean. Let's see what it says about women here. Most impressive scenic views in the world.
I have to get two jobs.
Prettiest girls in the world.
Apply for welfare like the rest of us.
Fastest girls in the world.
$20. Not enough fast girls.
Going once.
$20.50.
Going once.
$21.50.
$21.50,
going once. Why do you think I show up in these things?
$21.50, John's got himself a map of the world.
I'll sell another one. Yeah.
I don't have another
one.
It was one of a kind.
Give him the bag that it came
in. It must have been that fast woman that got him.
You can get a New Zealand tourist.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
Bumper stickers, and more bumper stickers. And a map to Atlantic provinces in Quebec.
$1.
$1. KRZ. Bumper sticker. $55 bill.
Hey, all right.
From WBNX. Akron, Cleveland.
BNX is Akron, Cleveland.
That's what it says.
How times change.
KBDF, 1280.
$2.
KPNW, 1120. $2. Going once.
$2.50.
WWSW.
Wait a minute.
Now, is that an editorial comment on this bumper sticker or what?
Well, you got to stick up for $2.50. Your home.
$2.50 going once.
Stick up for my home. My home is a sticker.
$3. Going once. $3. Going twice. Sold for $3. Okay, let's try another t-shirt. And our Sears do it in the dark.
What size?
It says a medium.
That's small.
But it doesn't look like it fits you.
That's a child size.
I don't think that'll fit me.
Child size.
And our Sears do it in the dark. Fred, you have a child here.
How do you think the child got here?
In the dark.
In the dark.
In the dark.
Well, and our Sears do it in the dark. She'd be living testimony. Do you want a t-shirt? You should have seen the look I got. Connie, do you want a t-shirt? How much do you want to pay for that t-shirt? $1 for that t-shirt. Do we have a counter bid for $1 for a t-shirt? Going once. Going twice. Connie's got a t-shirt for $1. Yay!
Turns to on school shopping early, huh?
Nothing but the best things for my kids.
Whoever it was moving, and they were moving big. We have more tour books. Michigan, Wisconsin, Oregon, Washington, Florida.
What year?
Where?
This one looks like it was never used.
1963. It's on the spine.
On the spine. 1990.
Ooh.
Valid through November 1990.
Oh. Does it have I-68? No. No.
68?
1992 Ramage. Since August.
Since August.
New York. New York. New York. North Central. Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota. Atlantic provinces. I see we're getting real far with these maps. Let's see if we can add to it. Western Canada and Alaska. Didn't somebody say they wanted to go to Alaska? Alaska.
50 cents.
50 cents.
Sold.
Because I don't want to go.
Because you don't want to go.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. I was there 2 years ago.
The first one wants to go.
Western Canada. Hawaii. You can't drive
can't
there.
Can't drive there.
Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio.
Been there.
Once. He's been there once. Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming.
That's good.
Oh, that's good. That's another 50 cents. We're up to a buck. Let's see what else we have in here.
So they're building big here.
Yeah, Colorado and Utah.
No, we're down to 75.
Kentucky and Tennessee. Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. I think you got just about the whole United States here for a buck.
Hey, I don't want the Kenwood books. Those are unfair. That's popular. That's another
250.
Yeah.
250?
I see you taking
Bless you, my son.
Just about into John's hands, and he loses them.
Oh, am I glad.
Chris wants the maps for $2.50. Go on
there. You know what? Popcorn doesn't go with you, does it?
I often go.
No. Do you want the magazine?
There's some of them. No, I have those.
Oh, you want the maps?
Yeah, 250.
You got them.
You want to sell two of them for 50 cents?
We can't take too much back now.
Okay. We have more bumper stickers.
Yeah. $1.
$1. Paul? Bumper stickers.
Tell us what they are first. I'm sure it's not one that I donated.
JB105, the best rock. WMGZ. KM3TV. WBCN. Well, I'm glad somebody knows where these are. WEBB 1360.